Angel, I wanted to talk about relationships today. Not just like romantic relationships, any kind of connection we have that equates to some kind of positive relationship in our lives. And I wanted to read something that I really love. I can't stress how much I love this. It's from the book, This Is How You Lose Her, and it's by Juno Diaz. And just, it kind of sounds like it's going to be negative at the beginning, but it won't be it, but just trust me. So here we go. This is how you lose her. You lose her when you forget to remember the little things that mean the world to her. The sincerity in a stranger's voice during a trip to the grocery. The delight of finding something lost or forgotten, like a sticker from when she was 5. The selflessness of a child giving a part of his meal to another. The scent of new books in the store. The surprise, short but honest notes she tucks in her journal. And others you can only see if you look closely. You must remember when she forgets. You lose her when you don't notice that she notices everything about you. Your use of proper punctuation that tells her continuation rather than finality. Your silence when you're about to ask a question, but you think anything you're about to say to her would be silly. Your mindless humming when it is too quiet. Your handwriting when you sign your name in a blank sheet of paper. Your muted laughter when you're trying to be polite. The more and more of what you are, which you don't even know about yourself because she pays attention. She remembers when you forget. You lose her for every second. You make her feel less and less of the beauty that she is. When you make her feel that she is replaceable. She wants to be cherished. When you make her feel that you are fleeting, she wants you to stay. When you make her feel inadequate, she wants to know that she is enough and she does not need to change for you, nor for anyone else, because she is she and she is beautiful, kind, and good. You must learn her. You must know the reasons why she is silent. You must trace her weakest spots. You must write to her. You must remind her that you are there. You must know how long it takes for her to give up. You must be there to hold her when she is about to. You must love her, because many have tried and failed. And she wants to know that she is worthy to be loved, that she is worthy to be kept. And this is how you keep her. I love that. I love reading that. I know everyone's different. Everyone values different things in any kind of relationship, any kind of friendship. Certain things can be overlooked by some, and in others it's very important to them. Everyone's different. But in this instance, this is me. This is how I feel. I don't think it's too much to ask for someone to know where my breaking point is, where when I look a certain way or do a certain thing, not every single thing, but for someone to notice the little things about me, because that's who I am. I notice the little things about everyone and anyone that I care about. I notice when they don't do something. I notice when they do something. I take those connections very, very seriously, because I have so few that I don't know what I would do without them in my life. And I think even if you just have one, you are so lucky and so special and dare I say blessed. But to know certain people. And this is called how you lose her, but I don't think men and women are that different when it comes to those things. I think no matter you're a man, woman, if you're gay, straight, you know, whatever kind of relationship, you know, you're in, I think everybody wants to be reminded that they're special and cherished and reminded that an individual's life wouldn't be the same without them in it, that they can't be replaced. Who doesn't want that? It's not just a girl thing. It's an everybody thing. I really wanted to share that. I have something else. I feel like there was more I wanted to say. But anyways, this other piece is really short. It's from Robert M. Drake's book, Beautiful Chaos, which I love and totally recommend. And this is called One Day. One day, someone will inspire you. And a love will chalk over your walls, and the sun will love you and follow you. You will walk in sunshine, and you, too, will inspire and continue to inspire. And you will never destroy these moments where you and the light meet. You will never end. I like that. Have you ever had someone in your life, like, come into your life, just out of nowhere? Those are the best people, by the way. The people that are just out of, you could have never predicted meeting them, and then you do, and you're like, oh my god, where have you been? Like, my world is so much happier because I know that you exist. And then to have, like, someone just inspire you, and inspiring to create, to whether they're your muse or they give you ideas on, just not like they're feeding you ideas, but like you, they inspire these extra thoughts of how to be a good person. Does that make sense? It's really late. I'm very late right now, so I don't even know if I'm making sense. That's what Pillow talks about though, right? Right. Anyways. So I was thinking about the people that are really important to me. I mean, people in general are important to me, but you know, we only have a few people that are really, really important to us. And just think about those people. And I know it's hard sometimes, but think about why. Well, forget about the bad stuff. And think about why they're important to you. Why you can't imagine a day without them in your life. I'm very careful about who I let in. I'm very guarded and value protecting myself, and not just myself, like my privacy, but my heart. And my feelings. And I only want to include people in my life who make it better. I mean, everyone's worth, you know, headaches now and then, but when all they are headaches, it's kind of time to cut them out. It's not easy. I've done that. It's hard. But it is worth it. What else? Now I'm just rambling. But I guess I'll be super duper cheesy right now and just remind you that you're awesome and that we totally just deserve awesome relationships in our life and connections. Do you ever think about the little things you notice in people? I notice little quirks in most people, even like when I go to Starbucks and stuff, like the people that work there, I go there enough to like even pick up on their little quirks they have. And I know I can totally tell like who has a crush on who and stuff like that. Anyways, for the people I really care about, I notice all sorts of little things about them. Sometimes I don't even realize I pick up on it until they don't do it once, and then I'm like, wait a minute, you always say that this way, why are you saying that a different way? Anyways, now I'm really just rambling. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope you like that, I guess I really just wanted to share that with you because it really kind of spoke to me, and so that I share with you. So, if you're about to go to sleep, I hope you have incredibly wonderful dreams. And if you're just listening to this, while you're driving or you're working out or just listening while you're bored at work, I hope you're having a really good day. And I will talk to you all later. Bye.